completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Good evening. My name is Alita Gardner, and I am your host for There Is Nothing Wrong With You, a podcast that provides a safe place for every person who ever thought something was wrong with them and that was or is the reason they haven't achieved or gained things in life that they think they really need. We're here to uplift, explain, and just be real. So today's episode, we're going to talk about stories. What's your stories? One thing is, I never really thought I had a story, right? Or if I did, I didn't like my story. So what's your story? Everyone has their own story. And before I realized that I mattered, because I thought something was wrong with me, because when you think something's wrong with you, you think you don't really matter. So before I realized that I matter, I didn't realize that I actually had a story, right? Because when I thought about a story, I thought it had to have a hardship and a triumph, you know, like a Cinderella story. It had to have a hard, sad, tragic beginning. You wait, you know, they go through it, and then at the end, they triumph and they win. That wasn't my story. You know, I was like, I think my life is just kind of mediocre. Nothing exciting, right? Nothing anybody would pay attention to. Hence, you know, I didn't really matter, right? Something's wrong with me. But here's what I found, right? When I listen to people's stories, it was sometimes, not all the time, because some people have great stories. I find that people either think too highly of themselves or too little. So the ones who think too highly of themselves, sometimes their story is, you know, they're going to tell it. They're going to tell it because this is me. Look at me. This is my story. Look at me. This is what I've been through. This is what I've done. Celebrate me. Praise me. And then you have the other side who don't think that much of themselves. So they never tell their story. And we never find out how great they really are, right? Or we never find out how much alike we are with that person or what we can learn from that person because they never told their story, right? Because they thought too little of themselves or just didn't think they had their own story. And it's so untrue. You matter. Your story matters. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with you. So if you could create your own story, what would it be? Right. And this is important because in my audiobook, I have a tip where I say, find one thing that you're proud of and go from there. Right. So if start with me, I didn't think I had a story. So if I could create my own story, we're going to put my real story. We're going to set that aside for today. And I'm going to create my own story, right? My own story today. If I was going to create my own story today, here's what it would be. I would be like, you know what? When I was growing up, I always had this affinity for math and my parents saw it. So they put me in math camp. So I would spend my summer in math camp doing really, you know, advanced math, analytic geometry, calculus, trigonometry. And I was just really, really good at it at a young age. And my parents saw that. So they made sure that they invested in that. So when other kids were doing summer camp and swimming and 4-H camp and stuff like that, not me, my parents had me in math camp. And what it did was it helped me. So when I went to school, I was able to major in engineering and I created robots because I always wanted to create robots as a child. When it was science fair, I wanted to create a robot. So I went to the library and I got a book to see how to create a robot, right? And so that's where my love for robots actually started. And so when I went to college, I majored in engineering. I created a robot. My first robot that I ever built. What this robot did was it actually was a first version of the robotic arm that performed surgeries, right? Very, very, very in the very beginning. But that technology was purchased and I sold that robot for $1.2 billion, right? I was able to take that money and I took that money and I built facilities. Yeah, I mean, I still build other robots, but I really took that money. And what I did was I built facilities for teenagers to also find a love for math. And I made it simple so that they would love it and not hate it and not fear it. And I also built facilities for adults who previously, if you know, they hated math, they never learned it, they didn't think they were good at it, but as an adult said, hey, you know what? I think I can do this. I believe in myself enough. If someone teaches me, I can do it. And so I built up math facilities for adults as well. And so that's what I do today. So I have facilities all over the world where we teach kids math and we teach adults math who want to change careers or, hey, they just want to do something for themselves. Now, very little of that story is actually true, right? But that would be my story, right? Now, from that story, I can't create everything from that story. Well, actually, there's a piece of that story that was very true. When I was a kid, I did want to build robots, and I did go to the library, and I got a book on how to build a robot. Never did figure it out. And then actually did go to school, applied for the School of Engineering, got into the School of Engineering, but chickened out because I want to say, I have no idea why, chickened out and didn't pursue it. So there is something in that story that is true. Isn't that crazy? I actually got into the School of Engineering, but I did not pursue it. That was crazy. But anyway, that's neither here nor now. Neither here nor there. But I would take that story and say, all right, you can't recreate everything, but what in that story can you create? And why is that important? Because you might say, well, that story isn't true. I'm not going to say none of it, but that story isn't true. Because one of the tips in my audiobook, again, as I said, find something that you're really proud of, right? So if I sat there and I created that story, there's something in that story that would make me proud, right? If you were to create your own story, you're going to say, okay, I know I have my story and your current story, it does matter. But if you were to retell your story to somebody who didn't know you and they wouldn't know that it's made up and they wouldn't be able to fact check any of it, what would you do? When you create that story, I guarantee you there's something in that story that makes you proud. And you may not be able to recreate the entire story, but I guarantee you can pick one or two things out of it that you can do. And once you do it, you will be yet again. And I say yet again, because I know there's plenty of things in your life right now that you can be proud to get proud of. But yet again, you'll have another thing in your life that you can be proud of, because that's one tip that I have of, you know what, be okay with you. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with you. So what I would want you to do this week as you're going through, daydream, right? Daydream, dare to dream, daydream. Dream about what you would want your story to be if the story you had, even though it's fantastic and it's magnificent, I don't even know anything about it, but I know it's good. I know somebody can relate to it. I know it's going to help somebody when you tell that story. But just if we're going to go over to La La Land and we're going to dream, if you could change that story, change the story, write the script. It's in your head. And when you get through it, pick something that you would be really, really proud of, right? Pick something out of it, because I guarantee you, again, that story is going to make you really, really proud. Pick something out of it and go after it and do it. So you can have yet another thing under your belt to make you proud of you. Okay, well, that's all we have for today. I am your host, Alita Gardner, of There Is Nothing Wrong With You, because guess what? There's nothing wrong with you. I want you to have a wonderful evening, a great day, tomorrow, and forevermore. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Completely redesigned, but Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.